Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injected in with Cydectin. Get injected in with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing, making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injected with Cydectin. Get injected with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's check in on these livestock futures here today. Just kind of recap how things ended up yesterday.
Well, the bad thing is, Dave, we did not end on a positive note, even though we started off the session yesterday with mixed trading occurring in our cattle complex. But then we turned negative for the live cattle and feeder cattle the rest of the session, and we closed negative. Now, also, we have not seen any additional cash cattle trade take place in our feed yards that amounts to anything. We've moved a few more head out there, but we moved the majority of our cattle back on Tuesday afternoon when it surprised everybody as the Packers bought cattle at 138. Now, we're also looking now at the average steer carcass weight, a new record, 930 pounds. This is an increase of 66 pounds from the June low. At Choice Box Beef yesterday, it was up 79 cents. Selects were down 65 cents. Had a total movement of 117 loads. We saw cattle kill come in at 107,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 91 cents. We also saw yesterday the lean hogs take another hit to the downside with the December contract seeing a 9.5 week low. In February, lean hogs made a new contract low. On the close yesterday, December cattle down 80 cents. November feeders down 32 cents. And December lean hogs $1.52 lower.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo in Louisville, Kentucky, the end of October. And it will be a huge celebration of the blue and gold. A large contingent will be coming from Oklahoma. And Ron Hayes will be covering the convention and Oklahoma FFA members from start to finish. Listen for his reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Read web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Follow on Facebook and catch his tweets. His handle is Ron_on_Ron. Our coverage is a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association, the Oklahoma FFA Association, and ITC, your energy superhighway. All right, Tom, let's check out these grain futures from yesterday. And kind of looks like the wheat and the corn ended up with a pretty nice day.
That's right, Dave. They did manage to trade and close on the positive side, while the soybeans closed negative. Second straight session, seeing our soybeans close negative. We also saw Egypt yesterday purchase 240,000 metric tons of wheat, 120,000 coming from France, 60,000 each from Poland and Romania. Now, once again, there was no U.S. wheat in this mix of our wheat sales. The weekly export sales for the wheat, corn, and soybeans continue to run lower than year-ago levels, which is not good news because that's our demand out there, and with demand down, it's not good news for getting prices back higher. Now, trading overnight has been mostly on the positive side. At the moment, we're looking at December KC wheat, 2.25 cents higher. December corn's up 0.75 cents. November soybeans trading 2.25 higher. December cotton's up 22 points. December crude oil trading 7 cents higher. The December dollar index is down 28 cents, and December Dow Jones futures up 34 points today.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. You have a great weekend now, and we'll check in with you Monday morning. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.